Hello, everyone, and welcome to Strictly Business Casual. My name is Emma Kaur, and I'm so freaking excited to be here today. I am here in the Digital Humanities Center here in the library at SDSU, but it's honestly amazing. Patrick, shout out him. He has helped me with literally everything, from literally setting up the audio to figuring out the room space, everything. This is honestly amazing. Contact him if you ever need anything or want to start a podcast. So let's get started. I'm just so excited to be here today. Literally, I've wanted to start a podcast for so long, but I've never really had like the right idea or the right like things to talk about or like the purpose. And I am just here to kind of, I don't know, just be myself and see what happens with it. I'm honestly not doing this podcast for anyone but myself. I want this to just be like a passion project, just something that has no pressure. And obviously, I'm putting my time and effort into it, but I just don't want it to have like pressure, because then it'll take away from like what I actually want it to be. And yeah, that's essentially like the purpose of it. I just want some place where I can just talk weekly and just yap and say whatever I want, but still kind of have like a structure to it. Essentially, what I want this podcast to be is just like a journey, kind of discussing who I am as a person, and essentially to see what I want to be in life and kind of hopefully relate to anyone who is kind of feeling the same way about growing up, because growing up can be so tough that, you know, all of us have issues, all of us have worries, all of us have anxieties about what we want to be when we're older. And I hope that one day I can look back at this podcast or listen back into the podcast and be like, girl, what were you worrying about for that entire time? Like, it's okay to worry, it's okay to have anxieties, but I think I hope that like my effort in growing up is gonna do me good, and we'll just see how it goes. Like I said, there's no pressure in anything. I'm gonna have guests. I already have a couple guests lined up, one of which is in my sorority, another is a girl that I've met through just being in business school here at SDSU. I have a couple guests lined up, and I'm so excited for you to meet them. I really love an interview style podcast. Like, those are honestly like my favorite. But I also love when someone is just sitting and yapping to you, because, you know, that's kind of who I am as a person, and I feel that. So I want to introduce myself a little bit, because, you know, you probably are wondering what's going on. Like, who is this person? And like I said, I'm Emma. Hello. I am from Los Angeles. I'm from like Venice Beach, Santa Monica area. I just have like so many fond memories growing up there, and I think I want to live there when I'm older. I'm not gonna lie, like my parents had the right idea when we were growing up there, honestly. Like, I love my parents too. I'm super close with my whole family. I have an older sister named Alex. She's my best friend. We literally do everything together, but yeah, she just graduated college last year, I think last May. Alex, correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's last May. We went up to Oregon to see her graduation. I'm so proud of her. And she is studying for the LSAT right now to get into law school. Like, this girl is amazing. I'm so proud of her. She's honestly like my favorite person ever. And yeah, I talk to her every day, even though I'm in college. I probably shouldn't, but I really do. And that's okay. So that's a little bit about where I'm from. Like I said, I go to SCSU. I'm a marketing student here. I am looking to transfer into the integrated marketing program, which it kind of just like compiles all PR, social media, just like data, everything into one major, which is honestly something that I feel like I keep saying honestly a lot. Sorry about that. Which is something that I'm very, very interested in, and it also looks amazing on resumes. And I didn't even know we had that major until a girl came up to me, and we were just chatting, and I was like, oh, what's your major? And she told me it was that. I was like, oh, shit, that's actually super cool. And she's taking, like, really cool, like, business literature. She's taking women's studies, super cool stuff. And for me right now, marketing, we don't really have much marketing stuff going on. It's literally just prerequisite business classes to become a marketing major. That's how it works at SDSU. So I'm taking like accounting. Did I forget to do it? Oh no, I did it. Thank God. I thought I forgot to do an accounting quiz, but I did it. I hate when that happens. See, I'm like such an anxious little soul. Like accounting, calculus, statistics, like the boring stuff. But you kind of have to get through the boring stuff to do the things that you want. That's honestly why I joined the American Marketing Association here at SDSU. It is so much fun. Everyone is very, very nice. There is constantly super amazing guest speakers that come in and give us advice, give us the best knowledge about the marketing space. We've had Lena Franklin, we've had people from Diesel come and speak. It's endless. Like, literally, I feel like I've learned so much literally just from sitting in that club like once a week than I've learned in the past like however long I've been at SDSU. But yeah, I joined AMA freshman year. I like barely went to the meetings, and then sophomore year I joined the exec board, and I didn't know it was that much work, but it was like amazing. It was so much like more information, and I was getting so much more out of the club than just being in the general body of AMA. So if you're looking to join a club, marketing club, anything to do with business, AMA is where it's at. I'm pretty sure there's AMAs on like literally every campus, but super amazing. Like, shout out to the exec board because they're so smart, like super cool people. You're super cool. Yes, what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, I am in Delta Gamma here at SDSU, but I keep saying here at SDSU, okay. Also guys, bear with me if this podcast is just me yapping and like saying weird stuff. Just bear with me, you know, it's my first episode. I'm trying my best, guys. I'm just kidding. But yes, like I said, I'm in DG. I've met so many super cool girls. I've met so many super cool girls. It reminds me a lot of my high school because I went to Marymount High School in LA. It's like in Bel Air area across the street from UCLA. And it's literally, it was an all girls Catholic. I'm not Catholic, but it was really amazing education. The teachers were super cool. The girls were really nice. Not all of them. I'm kidding. But yeah, a sorority just like reminds me of like my high school, and I really, I liked it. I like it a lot. If you went to an all-girls school, you would know exactly what I meant. And so that's why I knew like going into college that like I would want to be in a sorority. But I did get dropped freshman year, which sucks. But you get over it. Freshman year was really tough for me, and I'll talk a little bit more about that, I think maybe in a different episode, because I think I'm just trying to like introduce you guys to me in this episode. But yeah, I think freshman year was a tough time. I think the thing was, like, yes, I did have friends, but you can still be constantly surrounded by friends and still feel alone. And that's kind of a tough subject, but it's true. And that's all right. We all go through things. I do not think that my freshman year was tough just because I didn't get into a sorority. It was not that at all. I know that for a fact. I think I just didn't really feel like I fit in because I don't know. I didn't really try super duper hard to branch out as much as I wanted to, and that's okay, and that's totally okay. Freshman year is tough for so many people. I've talked to literally everyone, not everyone, but I've talked to so many people, and they think the exact same way as me. It's one of the most pivotal points of your life, and you're really just trying to navigate how to jump from your little high school, because my high school is really small, to this big university. You're navigating your classes, you're navigating friendships, you're navigating staying healthy. It was tough, but I did in fact like go out all the time, which probably wasn't great for my mental health. I didn't really eat the best. I would nap all the time. Was I slightly depressed? Maybe. Yeah, maybe I was depressed, and that's all right, I think. Looking back, I think, yes, it was a little bit of, like, I was depressed, but I was just, like, also sick all the time. Like, it just was a compilation of things. It wasn't one specific thing. I was really insecure. I was insecure because, I don't know. I was scared people didn't like me, but that was just not true at all. Like, girl, calm down. It's really not that deep. People aren't going to like you just based on how you look. Maybe shallow people will, but that's not the type of people I like to surround myself with. So, yeah. Here's me yapping for, like, 80 minutes. Anyway, let's move on. That was a little bit deep, but I kind of want to do a full episode about that and really compile all of my thoughts and my advice on freshman year, because it really is tough to navigate all that, especially me coming from a little private Catholic all-girls school to a huge university like SDSU, where it's partying every single week, like daging, ragers, like, I don't know. You get what I mean, y'all. Ew, who says y'all? Anyway, let's continue on. I briefly touched on why I want to do this podcast, but I really want to talk about what exactly I want to be getting out of this, because I absolutely love podcasts. Like, you guys don't even understand. I was such a YouTube kid growing up that I even tried to have my own YouTube channel. Did not work out. I really wasn't My Life is Ava. I totally could have been one of those influencers back then and could have gone on one of those Bora Bora Tart trips, but no. But ever since I was really young, I've always loved YouTube. I've always loved social media. I've always loved just being online and the internet and everything like that. And ever since I was a youngin', I've just known how to navigate that really well. And yeah, I think that's also part of the reason why I love marketing so much, is because I just know so much about it. And I've known about social media for such a long time that I know what users want to see and what people want to see and what they want to get out of it. So that's kind of the background of what, like, advertising and why I want to do it. But podcasts in specific, I love the long form content lately, just what has been coming out, because I'm the type of person who likes to sit and, like, watch things for a really long time. Like, I'm a binge watcher. I'm just someone who also, like, I like to multitask too. So when a video is longer, I can commit to it and be doing other things while watching the video as well. I'm the best multitasker ever. I love it. but yeah, That's why I love podcasts. Some of my favorites, I'm trying to think. Obviously, the Sterniolo Triplets. I don't think that's an obvious one, but yeah, they have a podcast if you guys didn't know. It's really good. They talk about the most random things ever. Like, they talk about, like, murder mysteries. What are the ones that I listened to the other day? I think that was the one. I love Alex Cooper, obviously. She was, like, one of my first OG podcast, like, lovers. I think she really popularized it, honestly. Like, she was the one who, like, really got everyone going about it. Literally any Barstool podcast, the BFFs. I love Brie, Plan Brie. What else do I love? I love the most random ones. Brittany Broski, if you guys know who that is. She was the kombucha girl. She's so fucking funny, it hurts. Like, actually, we have the same humor, and she reminds me a lot of me and my sister's humor, and so it makes me feel like really homey. It makes me feel like I'm at home whenever I'm like listening to her podcasts. And I hope I remind some of you guys of someone that you love. That would be the biggest compliment ever. Oh my god, I think I would cry if someone said that to me. You remind me of my blah, blah, blah. Oh my god, that's like the best compliment. You know what another best compliment is that my friend did to me the other day? She sent me a song that I literally die for. I forget what the song is, but it's one of my favorite songs ever. And she was like, Emma, you remind me so much of this song. It's just literally you. Me? I remind you of the song? Like, girl, that's like the best thing ever. I think when people say that you remind them of something, that really gets to my soul. I don't really have much else to talk about in this podcast, I'm not gonna lie, but I'm trying to think. Honestly, I think this was a great first podcast. That's a little bit about me and introducing myself. Hopefully you like me. I'm just kidding. Everyone watching is probably already my friend right now, because if I don't know, hopefully I have new faces that I don't know watching me, but we'll see. Anyway, I hope you've just enjoyed this first episode of my podcast. Please stay tuned next week for a fact. I have Olivia Muscle. She is in my sorority. She has this most amazing blog. It's called Help a Girl Out. Please stay tuned for that. She's literally, I love her so much. She's super cool. Probably one of the coolest people I met in my sorority. And I have another guest the next week. So there's a lot of really exciting things happening for this podcast. Follow the Instagram, Strictly Business Casual Pod. What else? Follow my Instagram at Emma Core. And I don't really know what else to talk about, but like I said, I hope you enjoyed, and please have an amazing rest of your day. Love you guys. Mwah!